You're listening to The Shiny Sofa, the official podcast from Latex 24/7, the premier online magazine dedicated to latex fashion news, reviews, and interviews.
Hello, and welcome to episode one of The Shiny Sofa. Coming up on this show, we talk about Carl Vorderman, Inatsuko Kudo, and new releases from Latex Couture and Anoesis. Joining us today is latex model, Latex Lottie.
And funnily enough, the only time that I have ever managed to rip a pair of leggings was when I was simply getting out of the car with no spare clothes with me. I was going out for a meal.
So take a seat on the sofa, make yourself comfortable, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, via latex247.co.uk.
Hi everyone. Thank you for joining us for the very first episode of The Shiny Sofa, the latex fashion podcast brought to you by Latex 24/7. Each episode, we'll welcome a special guest to join us, and I'm so thrilled to say that today's special guest is Latex Lottie. Thanks for joining us, Lottie. How are you today?
Pretty good for a dreary Saturday.
Yeah, it's about time we had some decent weather in this country, isn't it? Now
it's been a sunshine, it'd be nice.
Yeah, it's starting to get to that point where every day is just feeling a bit too cold for my liking, but I guess we'll get there.
It's been January for about 3 months now.
Yeah, definitely. Really appreciate you joining us. Thank you. It's great. I know we've spoken in the past several times, and we've kind of collaborated on a few different things in the past of sharing posts and so forth on social media. So kind of really great to be able to actually get this opportunity to sit here and have a chat.
Sounds good to me.
So, here at The Shiny Sofa, we like to find out a little more about our guests and what makes them tick with a segment of the show we call
The Quickfire Round.
We have a huge list of questions which we feed into our random generator, and our guest has 60 seconds to answer as many quickfire, multiple choice questions as they can before the time runs out. Right, Lottie, are you ready to go?
As I'll ever be.
Fab, let's go for it then. Here we go. Ketchup or brown sauce?
Brown sauce.
Elevator or stairs?
Oh, stairs.
Rare or well done?
Rare.
Salty or sweet?
Sweet.
Introvert or extrovert?
Introvert.
Marvel or DC?
Marvel, maybe.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Christmas or birthday?
Birthday.
Teamwork or flying solo?
Teamwork.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Calling or texting?
Text.
Be rich or famous?
Rich.
Lennon or McCartney?
Oh, McCartney.
Pizza or Chinese?
Chinese. Every time.
Good choice. Country or city?
Country.
Glass half full or glass half empty?
Half full.
Dog or cat?
Cat.
Paris or New York?
New York.
And that's it. Sound that zipper means time's up. And you scored 18. Well done, Lottie. And instantly puts you at the top of the leaderboard. Well done.
That's not too bad. The thing is, some of those questions I was like, well, both. All of them.
So let's take a look at some of the recent latex clothing and fashion news stories. First up, we have Carl Vorderman, who reported on a couple of weeks ago, who was wearing two dresses from Atsuko Kudo. This is part of a 62nd birthday celebration, in which she was in the Sun's Insert Fabulous magazine. Now, we saw Carol wearing Atsuko Kudo's black Eden latex corset dress. And also she wore this season's on-trend colour, the red Elisa pencil dress.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate how gorgeous she looks for 62 minutes? I can only hope to look anywhere near that good.
I think As I'm sure we'll talk about later, latex is one of those things that just doesn't really show. There's no boundaries to it, is there?
No.
It's something that anyone can wear. And it will always make you look...
$1 million?
Like $1 million, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
As you say, when you've got someone that's of that age and still looking incredible in latex, you a big fan of the work that Atsuko Kudo releases?
I think it's absolutely gorgeous. I don't own anything from them myself, but they are someone that I like to keep up with. And every now and again, I check their pages just to see, you know, is there something I could buy on there? Should I? Shouldn't I? And I'll start putting stuff in my basket and then go, yeah, probably not today. Close down the webpage. But no, Carol Vorderman looks absolutely stunning in them. I mean, you can see from our news article, the pictures that were posted in the outfits, she just exudes confidence in it. And, you know, it elevates the dress from being a really stunning dress to, oh my God, it's a stunning woman. How confident is she in that dress?
Yeah, most definitely.
It just elevates it.
She
wears it well.
She does. She does indeed. She does indeed. Let's hope it's not the last time that we see her in something shiny.
And the corset dress is just lovely. I don't think there's like, I can't think of the right word. It's just
spot on.
Big fan of a corset.
Second story we'll have a look at is Latex Couture. You have a number of their particular garments. Latex Couture are releasing a new item into their collection every Monday.
Uh-huh.
So that's a really cracking way to beat the Monday blues.
Absolutely.
Nothing like a bit of shine on a Monday morning to cheer you up. You've got several items of theirs. Lottie, is that something that you'll definitely be checking out each Monday? Something that you'll be intrigued what's going to be released next? And
yep, every single Monday I am checking it, and every Monday I'm adding something else onto my shopping list. They have not disappointed with what they've produced so far. And the three lengths of gloves, I think, is a brilliant idea. And I was looking at the bodysuit that they brought out as well.
Yeah.
I am currently in the market for a lot of bodysuits. I think they're such a versatile thing. And I've said to them, it's on the shopping list, 100%. As I say, I'm wearing that one of their tops right now. I have a lot of their tops. My catsuit came from them. One of my favorite dresses came from them, which was a paneled mini dress, which I absolutely love. I haven't actually shot it yet. I have worn it out. I haven't done it for a photo shoot. But now that I'm thinking about it, I probably should.
Definitely. Yes.
And I love having the conversations with them about what's coming out, what we can possibly get sorted. I'm just a big fan of them. I just think they're a lovely pair.
Us too. Yeah. We're big fans as well. It's nice to see. It's nice to see a UK brand that are trying to change the sort of traditional status quo of latex brands and try and do something where it can become affordable for people, but it also has the level
quality.
Of quality that you would expect.
Everything I've had from them has been really good quality. It's hugged in all the right places. The fit of them has been exactly as you expected it to be. As I say, I got my catsuit from them, and that can be quite a big garment to buy off the rack. Because everybody's body is different, but it just fits perfectly. And I have zero regrets about going for an open neck catsuit. I will be going for a closed neck catsuit next time, but on the shopping list.
The shopping list. That shopping list is getting bigger and bigger.
But no, they're doing a lot, and they're doing different things as well. not just your basics, which is quite nice. And again, they're a local company to me, so if I really needed something, I'm sure I could drive over. Maybe. Sorry, guys.
Next up, we featured at the beginning of the month, Ukrainian-based designer, Anoesis. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
I think Anoesis must be piping right.
Who have taken their capsule collection from last year, their LTX1 collection, and expanded the colour range. So they've now added in pink and hot pink, which is always a very versatile option to go for. They seem to be one of the brands at the moment, really, I think. So they seem to be everywhere. They seem to be popping up on celebrity endorsements. They seem to be really becoming quite well-known within the industry. Obviously, particularly great the fact that where they're based, with everything that's going on at the moment, that they've still been able to trade and be as successful as they were last year and have the great year. Big fan of theirs, are you, Lattes? Is that on shopping list as well?
It is. However, it's the latex collection one. It was the black ones and the translucent latex for me. I have seen some amazing people in pink latex, and I am not one of them. I say that while wearing a pink top. Just realised. Baby pink just doesn't suit me. I do have a translucent pink and bubblegum pink crop top. It doesn't suit my skin tone, so pink isn't something I'm ever going to be going for again. But that collection, as I say, in the blacks and the translucent smokies, just is absolutely stunning. I know that you'd sent it me about an hour after they posted it. That was it then. Three items off that went straight in my shopping list.
Sorry.
You will be. My bank is not happy. No, the look, the design, especially the sort of underbust cut on their crop tops and on that one specific dress, which is a black on top with the underbust cut and then a translucent center and then back to black, that's going to be the first purchase I make from them, 100%.
Fantastic. And last but not least, we also featured last week some photos of latex regular Kendall Jenner, who was actually wearing basically the same outfit that was featured on the Paris Fashion Show last year, part of the Victoria Beckham Spring Summer 23 collection. Beckham's ready-to-wear collection. Whilst the dress itself wasn't latex, the noticeable addition is that at the time there was a pair of long opera black torture garden latex gloves, which the explosion of latex gloves seems to just be non-stop at the moment. It seems to be everybody's accessorizing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Something that will hopefully continue, something that will, hopefully carry on and only grow. Gloves, is that something that you've got, Lattes? Is that something that you're able to add to your wardrobe to accessorize? And
I love latex gloves. Unfortunately, I also like my long nails. they don't seem to go hand in hand like that. So I do have a pair of wrist gloves, and I have just bought some red gauntlets. So lovely fingerless ones. So I still get that sort of aesthetic without the risk of ripping them. But can we just for a second say how good that green dress would look in latex?
If anyone's
going to do it, come on, William Wilde.
Very true. Yeah, I could definitely see William Wilde doing that one.
It does seem like something that they would absolutely nail. And that's another brand that I've bought from quite frequently, and I love their work.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fab. But yeah, so far we have just the two, well, one pair of gloves here, one on the way, and there is going to be a pair of elbow gloves from Latex Couture on the way as well. Roll on payday.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
You're listening to The Shiny Sofa, the official podcast from Latex 24/7, the premier online magazine dedicated to latex fashion news, reviews, and interviews.
Welcome back to The Shiny Sofa, latex fashion podcast brought to you by Latex 24/7. Joining us again today is latex model, Latex Lottie. Welcome back, Lottie. So, tell us a bit more, Lottie, about what was your first experience, and when was your first experience of latex clothing? Was there a particular moment when you discovered it, a particular moment in time that you can pinpoint that you went, I want to try that. That looks really good.
It was probably about 3 years ago when I first started shooting with Pixel Prescription. And I think it was just something popped up on Instagram and it was like, oh, I quite like those. And it was a pair of latex leggings.
Uh-huh.
And as you are well aware, that is now a staple in my wardrobe of multiple different colors. I think that was definitely the one I was going to go for first.
As it should be in everyone's wardrobe. Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's the first thing I sort of saw, and the first piece of latex I bought that was, you know, a proper piece of latex, not that stuff that you can get from the slightly cheaper end of the scale that falls apart after 5 seconds.
Yeah, the stuff that gets labelled as latex but actually isn't really latex, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all been there, made that mistake.
So standard black latex leggings, everyone's wardrobe needs to be in it.
Goes with everything, doesn't it? The bark goes absolutely everything.
Absolutely.
It makes to match with so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So was it those Instagram photos that you saw and those kind of that first pair of leggings that you purchased? Do you think that was a good start for the wardrobe? Do you think that was something that allowed you to think, do you know what? Yes, this is something that I enjoy wearing. This is something that I think I could quite happily, make more use of.
I think they are the perfect item. I don't regret that pair 1 second. They're good for. I've been to work in them. I've done them down as casual with trainers and hoodies when I've been on holiday. You can dress them up, dress them down. You can do all sorts with them. There is like no end to the versatility of black latex leggings. And, you know, that first time you put them on and they're that tight and you think, oh my goodness, I'm never going to get into these. How the heck am I going to get out of them? But a little bit of practice and some slightly more knowledge than the grand total of zero I had, I can get in them pretty quick now.
Do you think that appeal of latex fashion is something that will stick with you for quite a while?
Absolutely. I have actually got to the point where I look at a normal clothing store, I think, oh, that'd look better in latex. And then I have to go on a hunt to try and find someone who's doing something similar. I have a list of latex I want to buy. It's probably about an A4 sheet long at the moment.
And at all?
Yeah, I know. And yeah, it's going to stick with me. Like I said, from the leggings right down to being able to just wear top with the trousers, it's just comfortable. It has just become part of my daily wear. It's not like it has to be a special occasion.
Yeah.
So I just wear it like it's any other clothes.
Which is fab. That's what we're all about. My latex 24/7 is allowing people to understand that it can be part of your everyday outfits. It can be part of something that, you know, can be worn no matter where you are and what you're up to. You know, it can be flexible and as well as sensual. You know, it doesn't have to be consistently seen.
I think a lot of people still think the outfit's got to be all latex, and it doesn't. I mix and match mine with jeans and leggings with a nice big fluffy jumper is probably one of my favorite go-to evening outfits.
Yeah.
And I think the more we shoot showing the different styles, different ways that you can wear it out with other materials. I think it does help. And I've had a few people in my personal life that have said, you know, that looks really nice. Where did you get X, Y, and Z from? And especially at the moment, shiny things are very much in fashion,
yeah.
Which really, really has helped sort of promote the latex side of things. It has also diluted it in a sense that a lot of people are selling what they say is latex and it's PVC. And
of course, yeah.
Which has been a bit of a shame, but if you know what you're looking for, it's fine.
Yeah. You mentioned there about some of the ways in which you incorporate latex into sort of everyday public outfits, and we often see you on Instagram and your TikTok profiles showing that off. You've mentioned leggings, you mentioned big baggy jumpers, jeans and tops and things. If you could kind of give somebody who was new to this, the whole world of latex clothing, one tip on the best way that they could incorporate that into an everyday outfit, what would be your number one tip?
Probably to think about what they would normally wear. If they're a skirt wearing person, get a latex skirt. If you don't wear skirts, what's the point buying one? And it is just like any other skirt. You can combine it with things just like anything else. So try it. What's the worst that can happen?
Stick to what you know, I suppose.
I don't think it's really a tip, but you know.
Yeah.
It's no good buying leggings if you don't like wearing leggings.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. You've worked with a number of latex designers and brands over the last few years since you've been modeling. Latex Couture being one of the ones that popped to mind, TLC Latex being another. Do you have any particular favourite designers and any particular favourite garments that they've produced?
I don't think I should say if I've got a favourite or not.
Very wise.
But I am currently wearing Latex Couture. This is one of their crop tops I got last year. I probably follow Latex Couture quite a lot, and I speak to them somewhat regularly in one sense or another, generally when they post something new, and especially with their currently posting a new item each week, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to get one of those. I do like TLC's leggings. I've got a few pairs of those, so I tend to go to him whenever I'm looking at leggings. But I'm really looking forward to this collaboration I've got with Liberty Latex now to try and do a bit more different things, make some new different styles. She's going to have a basics collection, but we're also going to be looking at what more can we do with latex, what designs can we create, and different styles of clothing out of it.
Yeah.
So that, I think, because it's going to be so different, is probably the most exciting thing I've got going on at the moment.
Is that something that you find you get a certain level of enjoyment from in terms of receiving an outfit and thinking of different ways in which you're able to do something different with it and explore new avenues?
I think I like the idea of being part of the creative process right from the very beginning. I mean, when I'm working with Pixel Prescription, we do that from the beginning. We think of where we're going, what we're shooting, and we take the entire process together. So we're kind of like going that step further and going right to the start of manufacturing so that we can all work together as a three to make sure we're styling everything right, make sure that we're scouting the right locations. And I think that level of collaboration is just, I just find it really exciting.
Do you find that helps the actual final product that you
absolutely
pick subscription are able to deliver, that if that there's that closeness with that collaboration, that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone knows what they're going for then. Sort of an expectation set. And I think because we then enjoy that creative process so much more, the final product is better, because if you're just doing it for the sake of it, it's gonna show in your images. Do it because you love it, and the pictures are going to be great.
That makes sense. Yes, I can understand that. So you've talked a few times about working with Pixel Prescription, and part of that is that we know you both as the collective, the Latex Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit more about that project. How did it start? What was the kind of concept from it?
I don't really remember. He started about 2 years ago when we started doing more latex. And I think by that point, I'd got a few items myself and I'd been speaking with TLC. We had accidentally met the pair from Latex Couture on a completely random visit. And we thought, why don't we make a go of posting things to a page that is dedicated to just latex, which was a great idea. But then I was also posting it on my social, so it was just duplicating things. And I didn't want things to become too diluted. So it's not been forgotten about. It's sitting there in the background waiting for us to decide where we're going with it.
In terms of you taking latex fashion and involving it and integrating it into your everyday, as and also as well as when you are modeling it and being photographed in it, what sort of reactions do you generally tend to get from members of the public? Is it positive? Do you find that people are intrigued and interested in what's that you're wearing? You know, it's...
I don't think I've ever had a negative experience with it. Some have just been simply funny, like when we were outside a car park in the middle of Sheffield and some of the latex had gone a bit dull and I couldn't quite reach where it was. So Pixel was putting some more shine on for me with a cloth, and it looked a bit weird, some bloke just rubbing a shiny girl's bum. he got a couple of call outs from some blokes walking past, but they were positive ones, and I've never had an issue with catcalling. It's not something that's bothered me, as long as you can give it back as good as you get it. But probably one of my favorite sort of public reactions to it was while shooting some TLC Capri leggings and the latex couture top again in Sheffield, and a woman came over to us with her daughter. And a daughter was just too nervous to come and say hi and wanted to follow me on Instagram, wanted to know what I was wearing.
Wow.
And I thought that was really, really nice. When we've been out to the country, we've gone rural, rural, and sort of tried to avoid people as best we can, really.
Yep.
In a city, you can't escape them, and we shoot round them. So you do get more of a reaction in the city. You do get more people talking to you. But it's... you know, it's probably because it's where the people are.
Yeah.
Halfway up a mountain in the Lake District, you don't get quite so many. I have not worn latex to walk up a mountain. I'm just going to put that out there.
I was going to ask that question, actually, but you didn't tell it there. Yeah, okay.
I've worn a top, but the leggings could have been too much.
What's your funniest moment from when you've worn latex?
It's funny now when I think about it. But when you are shooting latex, or pretty much anything, the back of the car tends to be your changing area, and that's that. So I am well versed in trying to take latex off in small places and put new latex back on and try to not get talcum powder on the car seats. And funnily enough, the only time that I have ever managed to rip a pair of leggings was when I was simply getting out of the car with no spare clothes with me. I was going out for a meal. I took one step out and it ripped straight across the crotch and spiraled down my leg. And I just stood there like, so I'm not getting food right now. So I drove an hour home to go put more clothes on. And it ended up being a really, really nice meal, but the first pair of leggings.
Just maybe not quite the way you planned it to be. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
No more expensive than I thought, because they're...
true. We've started to see over the last few years that latex fashion and latex clothing generals become more of a mainstream thing, partially thanks to music, film, celebrities wearing more and more. Do you think you've already talked about there being a trend this year for shiny things, and Do you see that trend continuing? Do you see it increasing? Or do you think that maybe latex will always have a little bit of a niche element to it that will be long standing?
I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle of where it is, of both of those things. It is always going to be a more niche product for a multitude of reasons. I mean, I can say as much as I like that it'd be great to get everybody wearing it, but at the end of the day, it is a fairly expensive product. It can be a bit daunting, especially when you first come into latex, to think that you've got sometimes an 18-week wait before your clothes are going to appear, when we're in an environment at the moment where you can order something and it'll be with you by 10 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
And I think then because it's so fragile and you have got to be so careful with it, especially if you're anything like me and like long nails. So it doesn't make it the perfect material by any stretch. And you do have to pay more attention when you're wearing it to things around. Like, I can't just go and hop up on a wall, because if I hop on a wall and catch it wrong, something's going to rip, and have I got some spare clothes with me?
Yeah.
And I think that was the sort of thing that will always be in the back of people's minds when they're spending quite a lot of money on a pair of leggings. Are they going to rip the first time they sit on something? I suppose it is just one of those things. But I don't see it coming out of fashion anytime soon. More and more celebrities are wearing it. And not just for, as you've said, music videos. They're taking it down runways. They're wearing it to galas. And they're getting some brands out there that are, they've really picked up some pace. Like the article on Kendall Jenner, just wearing those latex gloves, which I promise you, about 3 months ago, I was looking for some latex gloves and I couldn't find the perfect ones. And all of a sudden, they are this season's must-have.
They're everywhere. Yeah, they are.
Absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
And I have bought some. Yes.
Fantastic. I think that's a good point, is that the latex accessory side of the industry is something that has certainly almost blown up in the last 4 or 5 months or so.
Yeah.
You know, we saw it last year on the catwalks at Milan, Paris, London, everything. No, it was there everywhere. And I suppose just coming back to some of the conversation earlier on in terms of where to start with latex fashion, hopefully the latex accessories side of things is something that will allow people that flexibility and allow them to turn around and go, do you know what? I'll give that a go, and see whether it's something that they feel comfortable with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've noticed a lot more people doing little chokers, bracelets, and they are probably quite a good starting point when you haven't got a clue what you want to wear.
Yeah.
But you still want to have that little something. And it's cute, it's edgy, it goes with everything.
Definitely. What do you think are the biggest barriers that stop people from investing in and wearing latex fashion, particularly those people that haven't worn it before, that are thinking, you know what, there's something stopping me taking the plunge?
I think it's always going to carry that stigma of being deserved of dungeons and dark places and ladies of the night, and that's the sort of stigma that's going to stick around. I don't think we're ever going to be able to fully change that, especially with maybe the older generation who...
Yeah.
It was more taboo, whereas with the blow up of the internet, there's so much more. You can see everyone's a lot more forgiving of, I say forgiving like it's a bad thing, but everyone's used to it now, that the people are becoming more popular for the different things about them. So I've completely forgotten what the question was. I started off on a rant there. I was like, just going with it.
Not a pop. But the question was, what
the barriers? Yes.
Barriers. Yeah. what would you say to people that are sort of wary of taking the plunge?
The only thing you can say to them is just do it. I think people are concerned that because latex is such a tight-fitting thing as well, if they aren't confident in the way that they look, is it going to make them feel worse? And I would say absolutely not. It hugs in all the right places if you get the right size. If you can't get it off the rack, get it custom made, and it's 100% worth doing that. It pulls me in all the right places. But I think it's incredibly flattering, and I have seen it on people from a size 0 to size 20, 20 plus. And it's about the confidence you get with that. I think that's what people don't realize is once it's on, there's this confidence that just comes out of you, and that's what's the most attractive thing about you then.
Yeah.
So sod it, wear it. What's the worst that can happen?
Very true. Very true. Yeah. It's something that we hear a lot is that kind of empowering feature, that kind of empowerment that people feel as soon as they get into it and they realize that actually it can be comfortable, that it can actually make them look, more confident and as you say, hug everything in the right places. It's something that, it's a common comment that gets made, and it's great to hear someone that wears it as much as you do, Lottie, that can confirm that, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've already mentioned about upcoming projects with Liberty Latex.
Mm-hmm. She's currently known as Nipsticks on TikTok because she does make nipple pasties. But she's, as I say, she's looking at making this basics selection. I have a number of her bras, her skirts to try, and we're going to see where they hug the best, how they fit the best. I've also got a little thing coming up with TLC latex. More leggings.
Good.
Never going to take me out of the leggings. And I'm just hoping now for some nicer weather out there and to be able to get out in it, shoot some more street stuff. We did try to take latex to Bulgaria. It was unseasonably hot and it couldn't be worn for that long, which is also, I suppose, a downfall of pitfall of latex, is it? It gets warm quite quickly. Uh-huh. And when it were 27.5 degrees and you've got a 5-mile walk, it was a bit warm and I had to swap into some jeans. But I'm just looking forward to getting out and getting to shoot some more, finding these locations to go and shoot in.
Yeah.
Show more people that you can wear it.
Fab. Good. That's what we like. Well, we wish you the best of luck with that, really, Lottie.
Thanks.
We love seeing the images appear on your social profiles. Just give everyone listening a rundown of where they can see you on the various social platforms. What are you on? What are your usernames?
I am just on Instagram and TikTok, and I am LatexLottie1 on both of them. Nice and simple. If you find me on one, I'm sure you can find the link to the other. I am going to post more when I feel better. I promise. And when I bought some more stuff.
Fab. Well, that's cool. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks, Lottie.
No worries.
I think that's all we've got time for today. So thanks again for being with us. It's been wonderful to speak to you. Sure we'll speak again in the near future.
I'm sure. Thanks for having me.
I'm afraid that's all we've got time for on this episode of The Shining Sofa. Many thanks to our special guest, Latex Lottie, for being with us today. We hope you found The Shining Sofa comfy and will join us again next time. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcast, and be sure to head over to latex247.co.uk for all the latest latex fashion news and reviews.